Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. I am your host. I'm Gene Hodge, my trusty co-host, Mr. Dukes. He's traveling and he is out there, but we have our trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. And do not adjust your radio dials. You are hearing this correctly. This is the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour on its new night and time, Wednesdays at 6 o'clock.
Yes. Okay, so for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play, and then I'm going to go into a little bit more depth in terms of telling you all about this. But, Mr. Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tan Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tan Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you know what the show is all about, but you really don't know that much about me since we are starting on Wednesdays now. And so what I thought I would do, I would kind of give you an overview of what the show is all about. I'll tell you how you can find out a little bit more about the show just by going out to our podcasts and looking at all the videos to kind of get an idea in terms of what it is that we did on Thursdays, but I thought I would take this time out to tell you a little bit more about who I am and why am I here. The purpose of the show is entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. It's not that I am a big-time entrepreneur or a small-time entrepreneur, but it's a show designed so that entrepreneurs are sharing their knowledge to help other entrepreneurs. And that goes from the ones that are thinking about starting a business to those that are extremely successful. We've had them all on the show, and we'll continue to have those on the show so that we have a variety of information that could be available to you based on who's sitting in these other chairs. So that's what I wanted you to know. But before the thought came about because of thinking about how can entrepreneurs help each other instead of doing whatever they want to do alone. Anyway, so I thought of the amount of information, services, help that I've gotten from other entrepreneurs, and I said, why not create a show whereby the purpose is for entrepreneurs to help entrepreneurs. Anyway, so that includes making mistakes and talking about it, to sharing information in terms of most successful thoughts that one may have come up with in order to grow their business. Anyway, so that's what the show is designed to do. Now, for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you.
We just did that already.
Oh, okay. We just played the clips, and that just slipped my mind because I got carried away here.
That's it. That's okay. It happens to the best of us. I think this is what happens when we have our new night and time change. Time slot's the same. It's just a day ahead of what you're used to.
Yep. So, anyway, so we have that day, and I apologize for bringing that up because our producer had played those clips for you to hear, but that's what it is that I wanted you to know as far as the purpose of the show and how we came up with this idea. The thought was to help entrepreneurs share information, help entrepreneurs. Now about me. Let me tell you who I am and why I'm here. I'm an entrepreneur. My background is in technology, computers, technology, management, various experiences of growth, working for some major corporations as well as starting my own. And I thought of an idea based on my work experience. And the work experience came from me growing into positions that others thought that I was qualified for. I didn't know I was qualified, but I decided to create a show to share some of my experiences, and I have a company, and my company is called Hodgepodge Training. What we do is we train individuals to find jobs that they will enjoy. And the reason for that is because as an entrepreneur, most of the employment that I've had is because I begin to recognize other people choosing me to do what I could not do. And as I began to grow in the work world, I realized that many individuals go to work doing what they don't want to do, but yet those same individuals have multiple skills and abilities based on what they enjoy doing. And so I decided to create a company to do that. Now, there's a little bit more to the story, but I won't really go into it. But the bottom line is that the thought which most entrepreneurs had, I had a thought of creating something that I thought could make a big impact. And I am almost about to make a big impact, but not today. But we've come a long way. But anyway, so that's a little bit about my background. So if you choose to ask some questions regarding my background, I can tell you a little bit more regarding my background, but more so why I decided to start a business of training individuals to find enjoyable employment, which is totally different than training individuals to find a job. Now, we have another show that's called the Employment Opportunity Hour, which is designed to help individuals to find out how can they find enjoyable employment. That show is going to come up after this show. Anyway, so you're getting two shows on Wednesdays instead of Thursdays. But anyway, that's how all that came about. But I'm going to share a little bit more about that. But we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you because we have to take a break. Here's something from our sponsors.
There we go.
And so I'm going to just take a break very quickly and pass this on to our engineer so that you can hear who helps us out. And we'll be right back to tell you more about this Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, Call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Yes, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And as an entrepreneur, I'm just going to suggest get ready for a ride because the going will get tough. And it will also get easier and easier and easier. But I'm just going to suggest that be prepared to go through some tough times because I think that what entrepreneurship is all about. Anyway, but I was talking about how we came up with this idea and the thought was to have guests on the show who are also entrepreneurs or want to be entrepreneurs so that they could talk about their product or service and we could assist them by getting the word out. So if you know of any entrepreneurs that would like to get more exposure, any tips that we could help them out with, let them know that this show is here to help them. All they've got to do is to contact me or contact us. And I'm going to suggest that part of the starting point is this number that's sitting right in front of you. It's 727-441-3000. Now, that's the number to the station here. Okay, 727-441-3000. Yeah. However, you can contact me by going to my email. And my email is theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's T-H-E. opportunityhour@gmail.com. Make sure you have the T-H-E there. But that's how you can contact me directly, but you can pass the word. We're always looking to assist entrepreneurs, whether you're just starting or you're the person that's in the headlines. We've had all types of entrepreneurs on the show, from multimillionaires to the beginner that's thinking about it. But the show is about helping each other get where we're trying to go. And so for those of you that are much more further advanced than where I am with my company, I'd like to know you as well, because I'm pretty sure there's information that I could get from you just by you sharing some of your experiences. So that's what we're here for, and we're now on Wednesdays, and so we have to look at who is listening to this on Wednesdays, but this is what this show is about, and it's about helping each other. So it's not designed for those who are already successful. It's designed so that we help everyone in the gamut. Everyone from the beginner with the thought to the one that has built a quite successful business and everyone in between. So feel free to call the show, 727-441-3000, to ask questions or give comments, because that's what I'd like to have you know, is that I'm not an expert. I am just an entrepreneur. And if I am an expert, then you will call me an expert. But I'm not going to tell you I'm an expert because you may not buy into what I'm telling you. And so I'm going to suggest for all of those beginning entrepreneurs, don't ever call yourself an expert. Let us call you the expert. Okay, because the worst thing you can do is not be able to do something based on a question that someone else might ask you. And if you haven't done it, you haven't done it. So let us tell you when we think you're an expert. And I'm going down that path. But also, feel free to call in and ask a question. Again, the number is 727-441-3000, because that's why I'm here. And any needs that you may have, all entrepreneurs have needs. And I believe that if you share your needs, someone may be able to offer some comments or some advice in order to help you out. But more so, they may be able to say some things on this show that affect large numbers of people, depending on the people listening to the show, or the people that you might tell about the show, because all of our shows are archived. There's a podcast that you can go out and look at all past shows, hear the topics of the day, and hear what we had to say or who had to say. But this is what we're here for. It's to share thoughts and ideas in order to help all of you, because we all still are trying to go somewhere. So if you have any needs, this is the platform for you to get your word out, to tell the audience what it is that you need. And so in my case, I am looking for, or we are looking for, social media marketing type people. And we're looking for the types of individuals that may have gone to school, gone to college, majored in marketing or sales, but you don't have anything to sell, or you don't have anything to market. Anyway, so I'm looking for social media marketers, because we have products and services that we would like to get out there. And if that's of interest to you, feel free to give us a call or send me an email. And again, the email is theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. But you could also give me a call if you like. And that number is 1-888-493. I forgot the number. I got to come back with it. I had it wrote down somewhere, but I couldn't find it.
That's okay. This is what happens with the beauty of live radio.
Yes.
Stuff like this happens. I'm giving Gene a second here, okay, trying to find what he's looking for. You good?
Right. It's 888-293-4802.
All right.
Okay, 888-293-4802. That is the number to Hodgepodge Training, whereby you can leave a message and we will get back to you. But that's how we are doing that. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because this is what we're going to be doing on all the Wednesdays. We will have guests in the show from time to time, and guests are welcome. So don't not include yourself. If you're in the local area, that's fine. If you are not in the local area, we've had individuals on the show that have called the show as special guests coming from all different parts of the country. So having them share that knowledge is what it's all about, because it's entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. So that's what I'd like to have you know. Now, so tonight, in addition to what I just said, I had a topic that we were going to talk about, and I just wanted to share a little bit about the topic. The topic is the pros and cons of being an entrepreneur, the upside and the downside. And if any of you entrepreneurs out there would like to share some stories, I would be more than happy to hear some of your stories as far as some of the good things and some of the not so good things, some of the advantages and some of the disadvantages. So I'd like to have you be able to share those stories. And because the stories apply to your experience, and the more experiences we hear from others, the greater we're able to help the other entrepreneurs. So that's what I'd like to have you just think about. There's no level other than if you're willing to ask some questions, I will do my best to answer, but also call on some others. And if you're willing to offer some of your knowledge, that's what we're here for as well. My trusty engineer will take care of all of that. All you got to do is call and let them know what you're calling for. And I'm just going to suggest call and make sure that the content is clean and make sure that it's something that most of us would like to hear. If not, my producer will control all of that because he controls all the communications. So that's what I had to say about that. Mr. Matt, do you have any thoughts or comments based on what you've heard me say so far?
Absolutely. Gene, I've worked with you long enough. I've heard you long enough. We're good.
Okay, assume you're a newbie. You never heard me before.
Yeah.
What kind of things are you thinking about me now that you can see me and look at me?
Now I know why he does radio and behind-the-scenes stuff. That's one thing.
Oh, okay. I want you really... I'm serious when I mention that because you may be able to see me.
Yeah, not maybe. You will be able to see you thanks to the station's YouTube channel.
On YouTube and Facebook.
Yep. The Tan Talk Radio Network's YouTube channel has a live stream of the show every week, so you can see Gene that way, and you have your Facebook page as well, don't you?
Or you can listen to my voice and...
There is that.
...and not see me, but... I want you to think about all the other entrepreneurs. You may hear a recording. You may see a video. It's important to know that we see you. You can't really hide anything. That's something I want to make you aware of. You can be in the background all you want out to the public, but somebody's going to know who you are, what you look like, and all that sort of stuff. And my suggestion is, as an entrepreneur, get out in front of people as soon as you can. Because depending on how you show up will depend on them saying they've met you, recognize you, and things like that.
But there's one thing we didn't mention on the show, though. If you've missed any of the past episodes of this show, the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, or our next show, the Employment Opportunity Hour, all our shows are podcasts. So if there's any episode that Gene's done in the past that you want to check out, or if you happen to miss part of tonight's show and you want to go back and listen to it, go to our website, TanTalkRadioNetwork.com. You can click on Gene's show. It'll lead you right to the archive page, and you can find every single one of Gene's episodes that he's ever done for this show and the next one.
Yeah, I thought we had a clip for that.
Yeah, I know. We did. We played it before.
Pardon?
We played it before.
Okay. Right.
That's what you got me for. I've been charged with running the sound for the show.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah?
Now, thanks for the comment.
Sure.
And we're going to take a short break, so we pause for the cause, and we'll be right back so I can share more with you in terms of what this Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour show is all about and share a few tips. But we'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Because you're on the move. You're going to get challenges. You're going to have ups and downs. But don't do any stopping. That's where a lot of people find themselves. They want to give it up when they're just getting started. But don't let anything stop you. You will have obstacles, barriers, hurdles by which you have to go over. Which kind of leads to just a couple of the topics that I wanted to talk to you tonight. About the show itself, as far as what we're offering out for entrepreneurs who are beginning. And I mentioned at the start of the show, the pros and cons of an entrepreneur. So one of the benefits, so the pros of being an entrepreneur is that you have the freedom and the flexibility to do things your way, to run your company, to get your ideas off the ground. You have the freedom to create, and that's what entrepreneurs do. By you being in charge, you are the creator of that vision or that thought, and so you have the flexibility to figure out ways to do that because it's yours. It's your company, it's your idea, and you are allowed to figure out how to do it, and figuring it out is part of the freedom that every entrepreneur has because it's their thought or their idea. So having the freedom to say you like to do something, that's what entrepreneurs do, okay? So not being forced to do what you don't want to do, but having the freedom to create what you envision, because it's got to come from your vision anyway, and having the flexibility to do it, meaning you might have other things that you got to do, so you get to your idea when you're not doing the other things. For example, you could have a part-time job because you need the income, but when you're not working, you're working on getting your business off the ground. Anyway, so that's part of being flexible. You could have a full-time job, but you can push your idea, bring your idea when you're not working. And so these types of opportunities are available when you decide that you want to create a business based on your idea and the service that you want to provide. So you have the freedom to do that. No one is going to make you push your idea. The only one that's going to push you is you. And since it's in an area that in many cases you have not been down that path before, don't expect everything to be nice and rosy. Expect the unexpected. Expect the obstacles. Expect the criticisms. Expect the comments, but be willing to know that that comes along with you as the leader of your business or your idea. And you actually control it. So you determine how much time you want to spend on it, and it's because that's what you do. Anyway, so just think about not giving up on your idea because it was given to you, not anyone else. And don't expect yours to grow as fast as maybe some others, depending on who else you're around. Don't expect to be the one that's lagging. It's going to be an experience that which I would encourage everyone to go through, if possible, because I believe you all have thoughts and ideas that cross your mind. And if you can relate to ideas that cross your mind, it's possible that you're being chosen or given those ideas for a reason or a purpose. I just believe that. We all have thoughts and ideas. And in my case, I have many. Some I will never get to because I'm working on the others. But I can share thoughts. I could share some of my thoughts that may help someone else that has a similar thought or trying to find ways of putting together. And others have shared their thoughts with me in order to help fine-tune my product or service. Anyway, so that's the good side of it. Or that's the side that I would call the side that says that's an advantage. Those are the pros. Now, some of the cons of being an entrepreneur, or some of the things that aren't exactly that favorable for you, but it also may help you. By taking on your own business, then you have greater personal responsibility because it's yours. Okay, so the responsibility that you take on, you find out that you're in charge of your own responsibilities. Nobody's going to make you. So knowing that you've got to do the work is part of the challenge because no one's going to push you or make you. This is your project, your idea, and the only one who's going to get pushed is you by you pushing you. Anyway, so the personal responsibility is a downside in some cases for many individuals because they haven't had responsibility or taken on responsibility. They've been so used to having other people tell them what they're responsible for. And the entrepreneur now has to define what it is that they want to do and go about trying to figure out how to do it. And so expect those obstacles and those thoughts. But the bottom line is the goal is to follow through with your idea. And many people give it up. But the goal is to follow through with the idea. So that's the big term in terms of beginning as an entrepreneur. It's your personal responsibilities that you have to find time for or make time for. So that's what I wanted to share about that in terms of number one.
Well, hold on though. Are we talking about is that just in business or is that also handling life as well?
It's handling life, but when you decide to start a business, it becomes a huge part of your life.
Right.
Yes, and
so what you're saying is, for the sake of argument, me running a radio station by myself and me working at a station is slightly different?
Oh, they're totally different.
Okay.
Now,
we'll be talking about that. Go ahead.
I'll try to back that up a little bit.
Sure.
As an employee,
okay,
you get experience in terms of working at a radio station. You get experience in terms of what you do in terms of running all the equipment and the mics and all that sort of stuff. But you also get experience dealing with multiple types of people. And all of that shows up to us.
Yep.
And now, you're just being you.
Exactly. And if anybody listens to this radio station, you've heard on Wednesdays, Thursdays, you've heard most of the time where it's not music playing. We have live talk shows either here in studio or we have people calling in over the phone lines using Skype. We have multiple different shows going on over the course of a day. So for somebody like me, I'm dealing with on given days, I'm here for 8 hours. I'm running the shows for six of those hours. So like today, I've been running shows since 1 o'clock. And I've run four different shows. I've run a sports show, a Greek news show, Brian's show before you, and then you for this hour and the next hour.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's managing multiple personalities, and it's all bang, bang, bang. We're just going.
Right. But you're growing, you're learning,
right.
You're getting better and better. You're realizing some of your mistakes, but that's just part of a radio station.
Exactly.
And so if you wanted to have your own radio station, there's a lot more out there that you've got to go find out how did the others do it.
Right.
If that's what you like to do.
Well, that's exactly to expand on that point as far as like working in a business and then running the business. We'll stick with what we're doing here in radio. I've worked at other stations in the past, both in New York, where I'm from, and here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And with those stations, I'm used to just working with, say, one particular person for multiple hours at a time. I used to work at a music station, and what we would do is we would have one person hosting a show for 3-4 hours at a time. So I was just working with that person and whoever they'd be interviewing over the course of the day. Here, it changes to where I'm working with multiple people, like I just said, within the span of an hour. So I'm going from dealing with, or I shouldn't say dealing with, but interacting with, say, Brian and whatever he's got going on his show, which is on before you, and then it changes immediately to when I switch over to interacting with you.
Right.
And getting experience like that would be taking that to, if I wanted to run my own radio station, how I would interact with, say, you as an employee for me, and how I would interact with Brian if he was an employee of mine, are completely different.
True.
And that you have your own personality, Brian has his, and I'm just using this as an example.
Mm-hmm.
So how I would try to help you through a problem that you have working for my network, and how Brian responds to handling, like, shall we say, criticism or whatnot to help him get better are two different things. So you have to, when you're running your own business, from where I sit, you have to be able to read the different personalities of the people you have working under you.
Well, in one case,
okay,
you can only read different people based on having the experiences with different people.
Right.
First.
Right.
So there's an order to your growth.
Okay.
And or my growth or anyone else is that you do more and more, and in many cases you do more of what you didn't want to do, which I'm the type of person saying that's great. Because the worst thing you can do is do the same thing over and over again, thinking you're getting better, when all you're doing is reinforcing what you already know how to do. So the challenges are based on the different obstacles that come along, the different number of people that you interact with. And so you just mentioned one or two, but the bottom line is you interact with probably 10, 12 people a day.
Oh, yeah.
And because that's what requires you to hear their needs and then for you to figure out how to do it. But the reality is it's preparing you to go further somewhere else sooner
right.
or later.
Right.
Yeah. So it's important to understand growth. And you should have some obstacles in your growth. If there are no obstacles, then you're doing what you did before at the other company, but you didn't grow any. The place changed, but the responsibility stayed the same.
It's like the old adage. It's like stupidity. It's doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results, in a sense.
Right, but I wouldn't call it stupidity.
No, I'm just that's the old adage. Stupidity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. By just jumping ship from place to place and doing the exact same thing over and over again, you're not going to grow in business. Right? Make sense?
True, but...
Or am I off?
I'm just going to say slightly off.
Okay.
One is a job, which means you work for someone else.
Right.
The other is you decide that you have enough knowledge and you say, I want to start on my own and run my own.
Either that or it's just you're tired of working for somebody else and you want to be your own boss.
Right. So they're not related. The best thing you can do is use all of your knowledge, or the only thing you can do is use all of your knowledge in order to start something that you'd like. So that I'm going to suggest that for all entrepreneurs, never try to know it all. You know, if you're one of those kind of people who say, I want to know everything first and then I'll jump, I'm going to suggest don't wait, just jump.
Exactly, because there's no way to know everything. I mean, perfect example. You've been doing this for 10 years, right?
Yeah.
You still don't know everything about work and radio. You know what you do, and you're learning how to do this on the fly.
Right.
I've been working in radio since I was in college. So I started working in radio, and I started doing radio shows in fall of 2008. Mm-hmm. Is when I started working in radio in college. It was a student-run radio station at school. And then from there, when I graduated 3 years later, I went to the radio station I worked for in New York. And I did that for 10 years. And along the way, I learned how to do different skills while staying in the same building. Of course, I looked for other ways out. But while I was looking for other opportunities, while I was where I was, I tried to learn as much about the business as I possibly could. That way, either make me a better employee, or if I wanted to run my own place, know what I was doing or have a better handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
it's to that point. But tell you what, why don't we reset ourselves here, collect our thoughts, and pay a few bills?
Yeah, let's take a short break and hold on to those thoughts, because I got responses for most of them.
All right.
But we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors, and hold on.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Okay, money. I just got a message from someone that says there's no sound. There's no sound on the.
Okay.
I'll tell you what.
In between shows, we'll take a look at it, and we'll see if we can get this figured out by the time we get going again with the next okay. show.
Alrighty. All right. Anyway, I just want to apologize for those. I'm just going to just say right quick.
That's okay, but we can also check it out. If you're having trouble watching on Gene's Facebook page, we have the radio station's YouTube where we know we have sound coming from.
Okay, you sure you got sound coming from YouTube?
Yes.
Okay, I could tell them to go to YouTube then. And but you're talking about business. Hold on just for a second. There's just one more. I just want to respond to these people, if I can. Let's see. Reply. Okay, here we go.
All right, so the reason for the quiet is Gene's trying to deal with stuff over social media to be able to make sure that anybody watching this show on Facebook can figure out why we're having problems. So we're working on that to get that fixed while Gene is doing that. And for those of you still watching and wondering where this for those of you watching and listening and are wondering where is this magical, mystical voice coming, I'm Matt, I'm the engineer of the show. There's a reason why if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, you can never see me. is because we have the camera facing into the WTAN studios here in Clearwater. I'm sitting on the other side of the glass in the control room. And maybe one of these days on this show, if it's okay with you, Gene, and I'll take a thumbs up when you get a chance, maybe one day on the show, if we can get the cameras brought in here, we can give everybody a behind-the-scenes look at a radio show, either here on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour or on the Employment Opportunity Hour. We can give everybody sort of a behind-the-scenes look at how we make a show like this work, because anybody that's ever watched on Facebook or on YouTube, all they've ever seen is you do the show from in there. They've never seen it from this side of the glass.
Now you got it.
Because there is an actual piece of glass. When we say on the other side of the glass in radio terms, we're not kidding. There is an actual piece of glass that separates the studio from the control room.
Okay.
So Gene is looking at me every time he does the show. He's looking straight ahead if you see it on camera. Gene's looking right at me. I'm sitting in the control room behind a piece of glass. And in front of me is all the audio components that make the radio shows work here at the station, between playing clips off YouTube, playing clips off automation, playing our commercials here at the station, Gene and my microphones. I'm controlling all of that sitting at a little board in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you guys listen to on the air, that's coming from me. I'm the one basically controlling all the bells and whistles here on the radio program.
Right. Okay. So you're the guy that makes me look good.
Look good, no. Sound good, yes.
Okay, look good, too.
All right, well, that's the power of the HD cameras we have in our studios.
That's the one behind the scenes. I'd like to have you all think about this, because you brought up a point that I'm just going to stress. For all of you entrepreneurs, all of you wannabes, all of you thinking about it, you are the one who represents your company or your idea or your thought. It's the people in the background that make all of that work. It's the people you don't know about that want to help you. It's the people that you don't know about that have the connections. You are the performer. Okay, now that's not clear. I am the performer because I'm in front of the microphone. Behind the mic or in the background, there's a whole team of others that are working to make this show work. Now, that happens when you watch plays, when you watch rock and roll stars on the station. There's always
if you ever go
huge
to a concert,
numbers of people in the background making you look good.
TV stations, too. Every time you watch something on TV, for every time you see like a Tom Cruise movie or you watch Kaley Cuoco on a TV show, I'm just throwing out first names that popped into my head, right? But every time you watch somebody like that on TV or in a movie, there's always 1,000 other people like me behind the cameras making everything look and sound as good as possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, so notice, if you can recognize that, then that applies to you making a decision to become an entrepreneur. You cannot do it by yourself.
Exactly.
The worst thing you want to do in front of anyone is to say you did it all by yourself. Lots of people make that mistake. They'll tell people what they've done by themselves.
And I say this all the time, again, going from past experiences and past places I've worked. The last station I was at, our general manager, who's the one who overruns the entire station, always thanks everybody for making it work, because for every time that somebody gets behind a microphone and talks, there's a guy producing the commercials, there's somebody else running the audio board, there's somebody else selling the advertising, there's somebody else getting the commercials lined up correctly during their show. So for every time somebody like you hosts a show, there's 5 or 6 other people that organize that hour-long radio program so it goes as smoothly as possible.
Right. Now, so imagine being the owner of a radio station. Imagine what you've got to make work for all of your guests, all of the visitors, all the people who have different shows. Just imagine the amount of management that goes on behind the scenes. As an entrepreneur, one of the things, in order for you to grow your business, most of it's going to happen behind the scenes. You're just the one out front that we see. So the worst thing you can do is to, which a lot of people do, they sort of hurt the team that's trying to help them in the first place. They want everyone to know that they've done it by themselves, when in reality, it's the people in the background that make you grow. It doesn't matter what it is. If you got a song that you published, it's the people who buy it or listen to it that makes the song great. If you paint something, you got to paint the diagram or the picture, but it's all those who watch the painting that go talk about it and spread the word. So as an entrepreneur, the freedom side of being becoming an entrepreneur, you have the opportunity to get in front of people to tell them what it is that you're doing or working on. That's your only job, not worrying about whether they can help you or not. They can't help you unless they know what you're trying to do. And so as an entrepreneur, you have the freedom to tell the world what it is you are trying to do. The technology allows you to reach just about the planet now, telling people what it is that you would like to do, because it's going to take you some time in order to do it. You've got to put together what's called the right team of people. The team involves individuals with different expertise than you, so that when you put all the different expertise together, then you end up with something that's the best product or service that you can put out on the market, because your team helped make it work. At the start of the show, I mentioned that I was looking for some social media marketers, because that's part of the team of which we have a need.
And it's an expansion, so, given the current climate of things and the way society's going. A lot of people that are connected to their phones with social media like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, whatever mm-hmm. else comes out. It's just another way to be able to reach people, because for something like this, we're only in our cars or listening to the radio for a certain amount of time. We have cell phones and computers in front of us at all times, or as often mm-hmm. as possible, safely, of course. Mm-hmm. We don't want anybody looking at their phones while they're driving their cars, obviously. Yeah. But, and I'll be the first to admit it, somebody like me, if I'm sitting home on my couch, I'm watching TV, I'm using my computer, I'm looking at my phone, by having a social media marketer and have somebody working for you who understands that, it helps get your message out over Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, mm-hmm. whatever.
But you can't do all of it.
Exactly.
So it's very important to understand that the team is what makes everything work. The team is what makes your company look good. Your reputation, all of that is based on the other people with other areas of expertise other than you. You remember, you're the one with the idea or the vision, but you have the freedom to find the individuals or the others in order to build your team to get everything done like you want. Anyway, but I hear the music, which means my time is up. It's Frank Sinatra saying my way. As an entrepreneur, you have an opportunity to do it your way. It involves enrolling lots of people. But stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour so we can go over that with you. But just remember, you can do it your way, provided you share what it is that you're trying to do with others, because it is your way and your idea, but the more to make it work, you must have a team. So I'd like to have you think about that so you can do it your way, because you do have that freedom. So I'd like to have you think about that and go.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.